Hey, Doc Danny here. I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. I know there's plenty of other things that you could be consuming or listening to right now. So I want to say thank you for listening to this podcast. And if you listen on a regular basis, I really appreciate that as well. Look, the times have changed a little bit. Everyone is trying to scramble to figure out how they can move their clinical skill set online. And this is something that we've done for years. And we've been sharing this with countless practitioners by jumping on calls with them and trying to help them strategize on what they can do and how they can transition their clinical skill set online, which is very, very possible. So if you are in that boat where you're not seeing people in person the way that you were before or not at all, and you're trying to figure out how to utilize digital visits, programming remotely, and figure all that out, let's jump on a call. 45-minute call. It's totally free. Head to physicaltherapybiz.com/call, and we can help game plan how you can move your clinic online as well. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name's Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's up, everybody? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and we're going live this morning. Right before my workout, I was actually headed to my garage to get a little training session in, and I thought to myself, man, I need to share this because it's something that's is worth noting, is worth worth sharing with the community, and definitely something that I think will help save you guys some time. It's really all based off of, I guess, trial and error in some ways with our local practice, right? So for many of you, you know, if you have a practice yourself, you're realizing like, hey, in-person stuff isn't quite as viable, right? It's just not... it's not happening. Either you can't, or the volume is very low if you're still functioning as essential practice. So how do you work with people in an online setting, right? And for many people, it's been, all right, well, let's move them over to telehealth. Let's do telehealth calls. And what I can tell you is I think most patients that you're working with, there's resistance there. They're used to seeing you in person. You know, they want to hold off. So in this context, what we found success with, if people are moving over to telehealth, is just not giving them an option. Just being like, hey, we're moving your visit to telehealth. Don't say, oh, we can do this if you want. It's literally, okay, we're just going to switch your visit to telehealth. And it's the exact same thing. You just do that virtually. Even still, you're going to get people that are not wanting to do that, right? So for us, what we've seen is, you know, we've had online elements to our business for going on like 4 years now with our local practice. And that's a mixture of, you know, one-off products, a membership, basically a training plan that people can have access to if they have an ongoing kind of cadence with us at least once a month locally, so in-person visits. And then we have remote coaching as well. So I put this quote up here, and I'll tell you why, you know, it means something to what I'm going to talk about. And it's, success is going from one failure to the next with great enthusiasm. This is Winston Churchill. And I look at right now in particular, trying to figure out how to navigate the landscape of what's happening for local businesses, in particular, physical therapy, you know, clinical based work. Let's put it that way. The challenge is you can't see people in person. Maybe you've spent years and years and years and years getting really good at working with people hands-on or in person, and now you can't, right? So you either have to adapt or sit and wait and hope the government helps you out. And I don't know about you, but having worked in the government, I think it's a very slow system, and I don't expect them to be bailing me out in any way anytime soon. Even with all the resources they have, you know, with the Paycheck Protection Plan and all that, like the information we've gotten from our CPA and bankers is maybe only 30% of people that apply for that are actually going to get that. So it's unlikely. It's a low chance. It's definitely some people will get it, but I wouldn't just bank on that. So how do you, you know, be proactive and take ownership in this to try to solve this problem? Well, I'll tell you about the failure that we had and the success that we're having after that. So I look at like testing new things out or looking to see what offers stick. It's kind of like putting a blindfold on and somebody puts you in a room and then they tell you like you have to run as fast as you can one direction. There's a door somewhere in here, but you have to run as fast as you can. And more often than not, you hit a wall and it really hurts and you fall down and then you have to get back up and you have to say, okay, that direction, there's no door. Now I got to turn and go a different way and I'm going to run as fast as I can that way and hopefully I go through the door so I don't, run into the wall again and get hurt. But the likelihood is you're probably going to run into another wall. So for us, we have this program that we do with people that we see on an ongoing basis that is a sort of blanket training program with minimal equipment. You would think home run, right? It's going to crush it. Me too is what I thought. So we have this group of about 2,500 people that we've worked with over the past few years. And so I, put together, some warm-up sequences with emails and they're getting a ton of opens and we're having like 50% open rate on emails for 2,500 people. And from there, we shift to an offer for a week of opening that program up to people that are not seeing us once a week as a membership option for a training program that they can train at home. And what we saw was only about 20 of the 2,500 people that we put this out to took us up on that. So less than 1%. It's really, honestly, like not a good percentage, especially for the resources that we were going to have to put behind this with, fulfilling on what we're offering. So that's a bummer. It sucks. And we put a ton of effort and time into that last week. And now we've had to cancel it and let everybody know that we're not going to be having that program, we're funding them. And, but the silver lining to this, now this is where we come back to this quote, is going from one failure to the next with great enthusiasm. Well, when we moved from this group model, which I knew I shouldn't have done this, by the way. Here's what my thinking was. Okay, I'm going to have this blanket program, and then I'm going to upsell people into what we really wanted them to do, which was remote coaching, because it's easier for us to handle. It's a better profit margin, and it allows us to employ more people. So that was my thought process. Well, in the process, I had a failed launch that then we have to reach out to everybody to let them know that we're not going to do that. And essentially upsell them into what we want to do, in the first place, which is remote coaching, which this program is about $29 a month is what it was. Remote coaching is between $200 and $300 a month with our staff right now. And, of those people, we were able to move over, I think, like eight people to remote coaching. So we went from what would have been, I guess, $600 to close to $2,000 in $600 in monthly recurring revenue to close to $2,000 a month of recurring revenue because of a failed launch that I went through. So lesson learned, and this is something that I, kick myself for not having started this way. And I debated it, and I even talked to friends of mine. I was like, "What should I do?" And even they said the same thing. You're like, "Dude, this is what we teach. I've been teaching people how to do." Via, moving their clinical skill set online for 2 years, I've done this. And I still got try to get fancy and thought, oh, okay, well, I'm going to have these two tiers and all, whatever. Like, no, lesson learned. It hurt. Don't do that crap. Here's why. It is hard. It is just as hard to sell somebody into a monthly membership at 20, $15 to $30 a month as it is to working with you for $200 a month. The difference being is how you position it and how you sell it. That's it. That's it. I can't talk to 2,500 people to move them over to a $20, $30 a month membership. But I can talk to those people. If it's going to be $200 to $300 a month, I sure as hell can jump on the phone and talk to them about that. Now, this is the difference. It is how you're able to sell something. And the overall product may not be that much different. This is the thing. Like, the training programs will have a lot of similarities. Like, I mean, how many different ways can you have somebody train at home, right? Like, it's not, but what it comes down to is how you sold it, the approach that you take, and the perceived value of those things. And what I can tell you is people perceive value or have perceived value with remote coaching, with accountability, with individualization, with the ability to reach out to somebody whenever they want and get their answer to whatever question they might have, you know, for a sort of concierge approach to what you're doing. That's what people want. And frankly, that's what people are going to get a better result with anyway. Now imagine, like, if somebody's paying $20 a month for some training plan, you know, if they don't want to do it, well, they probably won't, right? It's like, oh, whatever, it's $20. It's not that big of a deal. Somebody's giving you a couple $100 a month, and you know, they go, let's say they're like me, and they go to their garage, and they're like, oh, man, I don't know if I want to train this morning. And you think to yourself, well, I'm dropping a couple $100 on this. You're probably more likely to actually do it than you are if it's something that costs less money. It's so funny, right? That it's the more something costs, the more people pay attention, and the more that they actually fulfill on what they're supposed to do. So if we're really trying to help people make these changes, these health and wellness changes, the best model that I've found to sell and both fulfill on is individualized. And people will say, oh, it's not as scalable as a membership site. Well, maybe not if you can scale a big membership site. But I can also tell you, you know, this isn't theory. Okay. This isn't like, oh, well, I've heard this about memberships. I have a colleague that has a membership site with thousands of people that do something very similar, low ticket each month, but thousands of members. So we're talking, you know, multiple six figures to seven figures in revenue a year. And there's so many headaches with dealing with that. So many headaches with dealing with that, to the point where he's actually adding on remote coaching as an option to move towards that more, because it's easier to handle. So, you know, the grass is always greener, and I got caught in that, and it wasted an entire week. Who knows how many hours, a lot of hours for me, knowing, and I had this gut feeling I shouldn't have gone that direction, you know. And for whatever reason, I thought, oh, it's the global pandemic. People aren't willing to pay for things, just like everybody thinks right now. But the reality is people still have problems. And if you have a solution to their problem, they're willing to pay for the solution to that problem, period. And if you position it, you can sell it, and you can fulfill on it, you can shift much of your business model, much of your revenue that's needed to, you know, maintain your own salary, your employees, to pay your overhead, all these things. You can shift to an online model by replicating what they like so much in particular about these one-on-one cash practices, which is the one-on-one, you know, customization, accountability that we provide people in a digital manner. And people need it right now more than ever. They're stuck at home. They're getting unhealthy. They're just like eating Ben and Jerry's every night, watching Netflix, and they're having these little pity parties for themselves when they could be taking this time to dramatically improve their health. What a golden opportunity to do that. So the way that we're able to position and sell this, and that's probably the biggest factor, is how do you sell it, right? And for us, we've had a lot of experience with selling, you know, and we've found a very specific cadence that works well for this type of model online that is repeatable. And that's what we go through. But you can't do this via email. You can't do this via, you know, whatever, like sending somebody a text message or an Instagram message. It has to be a conversation. And if it can't be in person, which many of us, it can't be right now, the phone is the next best place. So here's in summary. If you have a failure, it's not bad. And like for me, I cut our launch early. I didn't even do the last 2 days of it because I figured I'd probably end up with maybe 30 people, but what I wanted was 100. So I wasn't going to be anywhere close to that to justify what I was looking to try to do with this program. And so 30 people, I wasn't enough for me. So I cut it early. We ended up with 20, and then cut our losses, move on to the next thing. If you're going to fail fast, and then move on to the next thing. And don't just, you know, be down on yourself about a failure you might have. Learn from it, realize the market's telling you something, it's giving you information, and then pivot to the next thing. And that's all of this is right now. Because if anybody tells you, like, oh man, I've got the golden, you know, answer of whatever to do, and if you do this, it'll solve all your problems, it's just not, that's not true. Because how many of us have had a business in a global pandemic before? Zero. Unless you were alive, I don't know, in 1957, and you had a business in 1957 during one of the influenza epidemics, or 1918, whenever it was terrible. Maybe there are some people around like this, but it's rare. And, you know, for us, like, this is a new territory. And what we want to be able to make sure that we do is test, find the thing that's working, double down on it, scale that, so that when our online or in-person stuff comes back, which it will, everybody will. It's not like you just piss all these people off. It's like they literally can't go lots of places, not just your office. So what does that look like? And this is what's so silly to me. Like, I knew this. I already have a remote coaching element to our business. We already have a strength coach on staff that does it for us. And I thought, let me be slick and do this whole other thing, and then I'll have two elements of it. Stupid idea. Super stupid. And, who knows? I just thought this was going to be a better option versus go straight to solving the problem and, like, don't make it more complex. Just, you have a problem. You don't know how to train. You don't know how to eat. You don't know how to manage your health. I know how to do that for you. Let me work with you, hold you accountable, build these things for you. You commit to me. I commit to you. Problem solved. Done. Like, no middleman, nothing needed. That's the simple model. That is the solution. That's it. And if you're wondering what you should do, I'm telling you, don't go the other direction. You're not going to get hundreds and thousands of people overnight. They're going to pay you a few dollars a month. And in actuality, they don't value it as much. They don't do the work as much. And they're going to leave easier. For sure. If they want to get free workouts, they can go on Instagram and find any number of people that are doing that. And if you're just giving all your stuff away for free as well, you got to realize eventually you're going to run out of that stuff. Like, eventually you're going to run out of money. Eventually you're going to realize people aren't really taking this that serious versus them committing to you to solving a problem and you actually building something customized for them and then having a cadence with them where you're actually talking to them. You're reaching out to them. You're making sure they're okay. Make sure they're doing what they say they're going to do because it's what they need for their health. This is what people are paying for right now. Whether you think they have money or not, everybody has money unless they've lost their job completely, right? Like, even 10 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the last couple of weeks. 10 million. There's 380 million people in the U.S. 380 million. Okay, however many of those people were on unemployment before, I don't know. I'm not sure. But even worst case scenario, from what I've seen, they're talking 10 to 20% of Americans unemployed. That's still 80% of people that have a freaking job, a job. And some of them are busier than ever. I talked to a friend of mine that's an attorney, and he does all this real estate law. So all these people that are tenants that are trying to figure out what to do with their landlord, and their landlord's trying to figure out what to do with their tenants because they're sort of facing off right now. It's like, dude, I can't see people, or I don't have a business in person, but I still have to pay you to have this facility I can't use. Like, what does that look like? He's busy as can be, right? Super busy. So not everybody is being affected by this the same exact way. So don't assume that nobody has money. Plenty of people are still in the same financial place they were a month ago. And those are the people that are looking for help. So I think what you really have to do is figure out what are you trying to solve, who are those people, and go directly to solving that problem. Don't try to get fancy like I try to do with a membership site, with a blanket program. Just go straight to it. Remote coaching is the direction that we're doubling down on. And we've already had from the damn beginning. It's so stupid that I did this, but I want to share this with you to let you know, don't do that. It's not going to be a great fit for you. You're not going to have the time to scale that unless you have this massive following already, which many of you do not. The easiest solution is charge less people, more money, and get a better result from them by solving their problem directly. Period. So remember this, success is going from one failure to the next with great enthusiasm. And remember, blindfold on, running into walls, eventually you're going to find that door and you're going to get out of that room, but you're probably going to have quite a bit of pain along the way. I'm trying to save you some of that pain. Don't do what I did. Go straight to solve the problem. Remote coaching is the answer right now. Hey, wait a minute. Just to let you guys know, we are closing in on 200 views on iTunes. That's crazy. Most podcasts hardly get to 100 views, let alone 200. And this is such a niche-specific PT business podcast. That's wild. So let's try to rally the troops and get to 200 reviews for this podcast. The first thing you need to do is you got to subscribe to this sucker, whether it's on iTunes or any other platform that you're listening to on, so you know when new episodes are coming out. The next thing, make sure that you leave a review. I'd love to hear what you have to say. I read all of them. It means a lot to me. The next thing, guys, take a screenshot of whatever episode you're listening to and put it in your stories on Instagram and tag me in it. That's at Danny Matei PT. If you do this, I will repost it. So you'll get a bump. I'll get a bump. We'll share this information with a lot more people because that's the goal, guys. We want to get this information in front of a lot more people. So take a screenshot, share it on Instagram stories, tag me in it, and I will repost it. So here we go. Let's try to get to 200 reviews for the podcast. Thanks for listening.